Anthropic is delaying the release of its Claude model Mythos preview due to its powerful ability to detect and create cybersecurity vulnerabilities in code. For instance, the model discovered a 27-year-old bug in OpenBSD as well as a 17-year-old exploit in FreeBSD that could give a user unauthenticated remote access to a server. Meanwhile, source code of Claude was accidentally leaked by Anthropic at the end of March. Within 2 days, Anthropic had already filed copyright takedown requests for more than 8,000 copies or adaptions of the code on GitHub. Some servers contained maliciously modified copies of the code with Trojan horses installed. In other developments, chief information security officers are warning of the risks of shadow AI. A compliance risk is that many models come with licensing restrictions about how created content may be used, e.g., some model licenses preclude the use of generated software in specific production environments. A jury in Los Angeles has ordered Meta and YouTube to pay $6 million in damages to a 20-year-old plaintiff who claimed she suffered mental health issues due to addiction to their platforms. Plaintiffs made similar arguments to those made against tobacco companies in the 1990s, notably that these companies engineered addictive qualities into the product despite being aware of the harms. OpenAI finished a fundraising round of $122 billion at a valuation of $852 billion. An IPO is expected by the end of the year. The company claims to have $2 billion per month in revenue, with 50 million subscribers and 900 million weekly active users. Its new ad campaign is claimed to be creating $100 million in annual recurring revenue. Meanwhile, the company published a set of policy proposals around wealth, work, and the intelligence age of AI. The proposals call for a better distribution of wealth. Job losses provoked by AI will lead to large falls in revenue, and consequently difficulty in funding national social security programs. Corporate tax must therefore be increased on AI-driven returns. They also call for a 4-day working week that does not involve revenue reduction. This is to make good on the promise by AI companies that AI leads to a better work-life balance. Also on society issues, an MIT Technology Review article examines the emerging job of people strapping an iPhone to their forehead and filming themselves doing their daily chores. For instance, one Nigerian gig worker is paid $15 an hour for ironing clothes. Companies like Micro One and Scale AI have reportedly collected hundreds of thousands of hours of footage. The footage will be used to train robots, especially for dexterous tasks that virtual simulations cannot train, such as moving objects by hand. A Guardian article looks at how the fear of AI and robots replacing jobs is giving renewed attractiveness to the skilled trades. A key factor of all skilled labor jobs is the faculty to interact with machines, including robots. Another article describes the experience of a journalist who was invited to a party organized by an OpenClaw agent. The party went well, the only problem was that the food promised was not delivered since the agent was unable to use a phone to confirm the order. An opinion article in MIT Technology Review further questions the validity of current AI benchmarks. Standard benchmarks evaluate the ability of AI to code, play chess, or solve math problems. In essence, these tests are a proxy for an AI versus human comparison. A key problem with this approach is that it does not represent how AI is actually used in practice. Single AI decision points, like those of AI, are incompatible with the collective decision-making processes of organizations.